Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to our special Thursday night call on EFT, Emotional Freedom Techniques. Isn't that interesting? EFT, Emotional Freedom Techniques, or tapping. So come on in. Let's get started. I'm looking at the chat to see what all everybody's talking about. Cindy's looking forward to this. That's awesome. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I've been looking forward to this too. So it'll be fun. It'll be fun. All right. So as you're coming in, I have a few things to say. So I'm going to go ahead and get started. Here's how this call's going to work. Is that a radio behind you or a Lego radio? Rose, it is a Lego radio. Yes, it is. For all of you who don't know, my latest nervous system regulator is building Lego kits. I love it. All right, here's how this. I better turn the chat off. I'm going to get distracted. Here's how this call is going to work. I'm going to teach you a little bit about what tapping is, okay? Why it's helpful, why it's useful. I'm going to show you the tapping points that we're going to use. We're just going to do some basic tapping. There are a lot of extraneous types of tapping work you can do, but we're not going to get too deep into it tonight. We're going to do some really basic tapping work. I'm going to tap with one member. I'm going to coach one member who's been pre-selected. And if you are here, Tab, you can go ahead and raise your hand so then I know you're here. At any time, you can put questions in the Q&A. What I'll do is I'll go through my spiel about what tapping is first and why it's important and why it's good for you and how you can participate on this call. I'll check the Q&A when I'm done here, and then I'll go straight over to coaching, and then I'll check the Q&A after that. Okay? Everybody good with that? All right. So I discovered tapping went through a life coach I was working with about 3 years ago. She was a high dollar coach, y'all, and I needed some confidence coaching like nobody's business. I would show up to a call, a crying mess, and she would settle me down with a little bit of tapping that she knew. She was not a tapping practitioner. She just had a little bit of exposure to it. By the time I bought my second package with her, she included 1 week a month with an actual tapping practitioner, who I ended up after that package going straight with the tapping coach. I've been with her for 3 years. She's helped me with anxiety and my freeze response. So, I talk about fight, flight, freeze, fawn, shutdown. I'm a freezer, which means I have all the energy built up in my system and I cannot press go. I can't move. That's what happens when I dysregulate, I freeze. So that coach helped me so much with my anxiety, my freeze response, that even Corinne noticed a difference in me. She's like, "You need to stay with that coach, girl. That tapping coach, she's doing wonders for you." So let's talk a little bit about EFT. So EFT actually can reduce stress. And this is because a person physically taps, you physically tap on the acupuncture points, known acupuncture points, on your face and upper body. And while you tap, you say the worry out loud, and that keeps to help keep your brain engaged. Okay, so you're actually calling out what it is that's bothering you, and you're tapping on the points. Now, I'm certifying in something called clinical EFT, which is a very customized approach to tapping. I take pieces of your story, build a sequence around it, and have you tap on it and the emotion it creates. And you'll see this as I work with Tab tonight. Let's make sure Tab is here. Looks like her hand is raised. So that makes my job very important. I find the pieces of the story that are most relevant, but not the most activating, in order to address your situation and bring the temperature down on the emotion that you're feeling. It's a gentle way to root out the issue without re-traumatizing, without creating trauma or reliving trauma. I create a safe place for you to do this work that helps you acknowledge what you're thinking and feeling and process through it. So why does tapping help? Okay. Research. There's research. You can Google it. Google tapping research shows that these acupuncture points send calming signals back to your amygdala. Anybody know what the amygdala is? It's the threat detector part of your brain. It's that part of your brain that's always on alert, looking for threats, telling you something's wrong. These calming signals reduce stress activity in that part of your brain and help you feel calmer. What can you use tapping with? Phobias, post-traumatic stress, anxiety, depression, chronic pain, stress, and wait for it, emotional eating and food cravings. When I hired my teacher, he said, "Tell me how you're going to use this, Kathy." I said, "Well, I work for the best weight loss company in the whole world. We teach intuitive eating. We talk about hunger and enough, talk about emotional eating and food cravings." And he said, "Some of the most successful work in tapping is with overeating and food cravings." I was like, "Let's do it." So for now, as I work on certification, my work with you all will center on emotional eating, food cravings, and anxiety. And later on in the course, in my certification process, I'll actually take a trauma course. So I'll be hopefully equipped to do a little bit of that work as well. Now, can you tap on your own? Absolutely. Just like you can journal yourself, even coach yourself. You'll do best with the approach that I use, thinking about very specific words to use about yourself, as opposed to a generic tapping sequence meant for anyone. Now, not to say those aren't good. The Tapping Solution has all kinds of pre-written tapping sequences that can help you. What I find is the more personalized approach is even more helpful. Kind of like how No BS teaches you your hunger and enough rather than gives you a food plan and a diet. Okay. Now, as I tap with Tab, I'm going to invite you to tap along too. So take a minute and think about what's bothering you today, what you're stressing about. Maybe write it down. Maybe just take a minute and think about it. Or a specific food craving or a concern that you might eat tonight. When I tap with Tab, you tap along silently with us. You don't have to repeat the words, just tap along silently. By the end of the call, you might also feel a more general state of calm or even a little movement toward resolving this, what's bothering you. I find that when I tap through the day with my clients, so my private clients are doing these practice calls with me, I feel pretty good at night. I feel pretty calm, not because I've worked on my issues, but because I have hit these acupressure points, throughout the day. Okay. I don't see any questions. I must have done a pretty good job of explaining that. So let's get Tab up here. Oh, I got to go to the top. Here we go. Here you come. Somebody asked in the Facebook group, "Why is this a 45-minute coaching session?" The answer is because that's what my certification requires. It requires me to do 50 45-minute sessions with up to 20 different people. I have all these things I have to do, all these things. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm a little bit nervous, so,
Me
but.
too. We'll just be, but we'll tap and we'll feel better.
Okay.
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 So we're here for nighttime eating, right?
Yes.
All right. Tell me about it.
It tends to happen after a long day, usually if stress is involved. And like when I wrote in, a lot of times I will. A lot of times I'm not even hungry, and I'll say to myself, like, I'm not hungry, and I know I'm not hungry, but then something just happens, and maybe I'm upset about something, or honestly, I don't, and if I, and if it's off topic a little bit, just tell me, but like something kind of happened today. I got like a text message from my sister, and I'm worried that that's going to be a little bit of a trigger later. Like it just kind of came out of the blue. She's got some stuff going on. That's a whole nother topic. But so it's, I've been dealing with that for a long time, which I'm sure a lot of other people have been too. It's a family stressor. So I kind of feel like I processed it a little bit, but I'm worried that later I will sit and kind of dwell on it a little bit. And I know I'm not hungry right now. I've ate enough. I feel like I'm good. But, and I know later I'll say to myself, you're not hungry. But if I kind of sit and perseverate on that, then I'll just go to the kitchen and I'll find something that looks good and I'll just eat.
Okay, so this is, I want to say, first of all, you've done a great job in giving me a specific example. Because when we tap, it is so much easier to tap on something specific that you're concerned about. So let's get the, let's kind of nail it down to the facts, okay? You got a text from sister,
Yes.
right?
Yes.
We don't, I don't even think at this point we even need to know what the text is. When you got the text, how did you feel?
Oh, I was upset.
Upset.
Our
All right.
relationship is strained, and she's, yeah, it upset me. Yeah.
Okay. And you've had dinner now, right?
Yes, I should be done eating for the day. Yes.
And you ate to enough and you should be done eating for the day. But what are you concerned about happening and at what time? And be real specific about that.
It'll probably happen. My boyfriend works shifts, so he'll get up. I'll get him up probably in the next hour and a half to leave for work. We have a routine. He'll go off for work. So then, like, I'll unwind for the evening. So this is usually when it happens. I'll unwind for the evening. So, like, I'll change into, like, my comfy clothes, pajamas. I'll sit on the couch and, well, I'm sitting on the couch right now, but in the one room, but I'll sit on the couch for the evening and kind of just unwind, watch TV, maybe scroll on my phone, whatever. My job's pretty stressful. I work early in the morning, so my bedtime is usually between, say, 9:30 and 10 o'clock at night, where I'll get ready to go to bed and lay down. And so I'll just kind of chill out and veg out to get ready for bed. But I'm afraid that those kind of that'll kind of dwell in my mind, and that'll kind of lead me to the kitchen. And there's probably not even anything in there that I really even want to eat, but I'll find something.
Okay. So you'll unwind for the evening after your boyfriend goes to work. And then at some point, at a certain time, does a certain trigger happen that you go into the kitchen? Or do you just kind of meander?
It just depends. Something I tend to be, I tend to, sometimes I tend to kind of like to rehash things to try to see if there's a reason for it or if I can try to decipher or figure it out. So I might go back and reread her text message to see if I can. I didn't respond to it. I didn't respond to the text message. So I might try to go back and see if I can figure, like, reread it and see if I can get something from it to see if I want to respond to it, which right now I don't think I do. But I feel I'm torn right now because if I don't respond to it, that might make things worse. But if I do respond to it, that might also make things worse. So that's kind of rolling around in my head right now.
So what will get you
So,
off the couch to go to the kitchen?
well, I'll have to get off the couch at some point to go to the kitchen because I'll kind of have to do my, I guess, evening routine because I'll get my lunch ready for work and kind of close up shop for the night. You know what I mean? Like, finish up,
What will
I'll
get you
fill my
off the
water.
couch to go to the kitchen to eat when you're not intending to eat?
Usually when I'm up doing like my routine, like I'll fill my water bottle up for the night to get it ready for the next day. If there's a dish or two in the sink that I've got to wash before I go to bed. So it's those kind of things. It's not because I got up to go look for something to eat. It's because I got up for another reason.
That's what that's okay. All right. Now, if we put all this together and we say, I'm thinking about the potential for me to eat while I'm doing my evening routine, right? Because I'm stressed about this text from my sister. How do you feel? How do you feel right now when you think about the fact that this might happen?
Do you want me to tell you the truth? I feel like that's foolish.
No. You said afraid. I'm afraid I'll eat.
Like I
So logical brain says you're foolish, but what is the real emotion there? Like, are you like, yeah, totally fine with it? Or no, I'm scared to death. I'm gonna get up and eat. What's it
Yeah.
gonna be?
Yeah. I am. I can feel it coming up now. Yeah. I'm, yeah.
Okay.
All
Yeah,
right. she's a huge trigger for me. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So
I'm
would you
scared.
call
Yeah.
that, what emotion would you call that then? Would you call it fear? Would you call it
Yes.
anxiety? Fear.
Yes.
Okay. And on a scale of 1 to 10, how strong does the fear feel?
When I talk about it, it's much stronger than if I don't talk about it.
Of
So
course.
talking about it with you right now is making it much stronger than if I don't talk about it.
Yep.
Like I talked to a family member about it earlier, so it of course heightened it again. Right now, talking to you about it makes it probably like a 7 or an 8 before I
Okay,
got
which
on
one?
this call.
Look, I'm gonna be real
Probably an
specific
eight.
here. Eight.
Probably an
Thank
eight.
you. All right.
Before I got on this call, it was almost
It,
non-existent, right? Because I wasn't thinking about it.
and that's a great example of how we can distract from what we really need to address. Okay.
Okay.
So not thinking about it is distracting from it, right? But you have this impending thing that you're trying to figure out, and there's fear around it. So we probably need to address it. Wouldn't you agree? Wouldn't you agree? Yeah.
Yes, because if I don't, it's just going to sit there.
Exactly. It's not going to resolve if you don't address it.
Correct.
Where do you feel the fear in your body?
Like right here, like in my probably in my chest, like
Chest? Chest.
yeah, that's
Okay.
probably where it's at.
All right. Great. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. So we're going to start on the side of the hand, right here. This
Okay.
karate chop point. I'm going to take, I shouldn't have written in a red pen. I hope I can see. I'm going to take my glasses off and I'm going to describe the points to you as we go through them. Okay.
Okay.
So you can work around your glasses or not, but
Well, if I take mine off, I can't see.
okay, then keep them on. You can work around them.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, I'll keep mine on so you see how I work around mine.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So we're going to start right here. This is called the karate chop point.
Okay.
I use my dominant hand to tap on my non-dominant hand, but
Okay.
you can do whichever one suits you, whichever
Okay.
one feels good. Okay. All right. Even though I'm feeling this fear,
Even though I'm
where's
feeling
it get
this
to me?
fear
In my chest.
in my chest,
Just thinking about that text from my sister.
just thinking about that text from my sister.
I might reread the message.
I might reread the message.
But I'm worried that I'll eat during my evening routine.
But I'm worried that I'll eat during my evening routine.
I accept myself and how I feel.
I accept myself and how I feel.
All right. How does I need to make sure I'm using your words and getting your point across. How does all that sound to say?
That sounds okay.
Are you okay with saying, I accept myself and how I feel?
Yes, I'm going to be honest with you. I feel a little bit better already. I'm
Okay.
not lying.
We're going
I'm
to keep
not
going.
lying.
We're going to keep going. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I tell you, I think the magic is in that last phrase. I accept myself and how I feel, but let's keep going. Even though I feel this fear in my chest,
Even though I feel this fear in my chest.
thinking I might eat during my evening routine tonight.
Thinking I might eat during my evening routine tonight.
Because I got that text from my sister.
Because I got that text from my sister.
I accept myself and how I feel.
I accept myself and how I feel.
Even though I feel this fear in my chest,
Even though I feel this fear in my chest.
thinking I might eat tonight during my evening routine.
Thinking I might eat tonight during my evening routine.
Especially if I think about that text from my sister.
Especially if I think about that text from my sister.
I accept myself and how I feel.
I accept myself and how I feel.
Going to go to the top of the head. Just tap on the top of your head. Fear. Say fear.
Fear.
Now your eyebrow points right here. The points of your eyebrows. Glasses off. Fear.
Fear.
Side of the eye, right where the bone meets the eye socket. Fear.
Fear.
And under your eye, same place, right where the bone meets the eye socket. Fear.
Fear.
Under your nose, between your nose and your upper lip. Fear.
Fear.
Under your mouth, right in that crease above your chin. Fear.
Fear.
Then your collarbone points, right here where the two knobby points of your collarbone. Fear.
Fear.
And then under your arm, right at your bra strap. Fear.
Fear.
Okay. Now, rate your fear now on a scale of 1 to 10. You still with
It's
me?
much lower. I'm here. I just turned you up a little bit.
Okay.
It's much lower. It's honestly, I feel different inside. Like I do. Like it was like whenever I was doing that, I feel much calmer. Like it's, I feel if I had to rate my fear, it's probably like, I don't know, maybe like a 4 or 5. It kind of distracted me from thinking about that.
Okay. Is it still fear or did the emotion shift as
I
well?
would say that it shifted. I don't, there's still something there, but I don't think that it's fear anymore. Like I said, I can feel something from where I,
What do you think it is if it's not fear?
it feels like there's some kind of energy there, but I don't really know if I could put a word to it, if that makes sense.
Okay, so if you think about the fact that you're potentially going to eat tonight when you do your nighttime routine. And the eating is caused by the stress of the text from your sister, right? What emotion comes up? Could it be dread? Could it be annoyed? Could it be, when you think about, I'm gonna, I might eat, I might have this urge to eat, and I don't want to. What emotion comes up?
I think maybe some, I think frustration, I think maybe.
Okay. Frustration because.
Because this happens often with her. This is kind of like a pattern, you
So
know.
the frustration is about her, but not about the nighttime eating.
That's interesting, but when this happens with her, then it oftentimes leads to the nighttime eating because I don't know how to deal with it.
Okay. So do you want to tap down that road, down the frustration with her, or do you want to stay with, I really don't want to do this nighttime eating? Which feels more compelling to you today?
Well,
Because we can't move away.
I think if the dealing with the frustration with her would, if that wasn't there, the nighttime eating wouldn't happen,
Probably
is
so.
what I think.
Is that true? You're not just going to habitually nighttime eat,
I don't, because that's what I'm saying. Like I don't.
So it's more of a stress
There
eating
has to be a
situation for
trigger.
you.
Yeah, there has to be a trigger.
Okay, then
Yes.
you're exactly right.
There has to be a trigger.
So there's a shift now from fear I'm going to eat to frustration about your sister.
Yes, I'm almost angry at her because she's gonna make me eat.
No, we're gonna see if we can avoid that tab, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So is it frustration or anger?
I don't know. I guess maybe a little bit of both. You know how you guys always say, kind of like, you know how like we have a bad day and then you're like, you're mad at your boss or you're pissed off at your boss, so you eat or something. It's kind of like that. Like, why am I giving that to her? But that's one of those things. Like, I feel like I'm going to eat over those feelings because I'm mad at her. I'm upset. I'm frustrated. I guess I'm lumping those all into one. I'm sorry if I'm not explaining that
That's
very
okay.
well,
I just
but
want you to pick one.
yeah. I'm mad at her. I'm
Mad.
mad
All right, let's do it.
at her.
Let's do it. So we shifted to mad
Yeah, I'm mad at her.
at the sister. And are you mad because of what's in the text or because she texted you?
I'm mad at her because this is what she does all the time.
This is what she does.
All the time.
Okay.
All the
All right.
time.
All the time. Okay. We'll include all the time because that's what you're saying. All right. 1 to 10 on the mad.
Probably about a 10 right now.
Right. All right. And where do you feel that in your body?
Probably all over.
All over.
Yeah, probably.
I tend to feel mad in my jaw. My jaw
I'm
gets
feeling
set.
that.
Right.
Yeah, it's probably about right in here, right in here. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's typical her. Yeah.
All right. Side of the hand. Let's do it. You okay with this?
I'm good.
All
Yep.
right. Even though I'm feeling mad at my sister,
Even though I'm feeling mad at my sister.
I feel it in my jaw.
Feel it in my jaw.
Just thinking about that text she sent.
Just thinking about that text she sent.
This is what she does all the time.
This is what she does all the time.
I accept myself and how I feel.
I accept myself and how I feel.
Will that sound okay?
Yes.
All right. Even though I am mad at my sister.
Even though I am mad at my sister,
And I feel it in my jaw.
and I feel it in my jaw.
Just thinking about that text she sent today.
Just thinking about that text she sent today.
This is what she does all the time.
This is what she does all the time.
I accept myself and how I feel.
I accept myself and how I feel.
Even though I'm mad at my sister.
Even though I am mad at my sister,
And I feel it in my jaw.
and I feel it in my jaw.
Just thinking about that text she sent today.
Just thinking about that text that she sent today.
This is what she does all the time.
This is what she does all the time.
I accept myself and how I feel.
I accept myself and how I feel.
Top of the head. Mad.
Mad.
Eyebrow points. Mad.
Mad.
Side of the eye. Mad.
Mad.
Under the eye. Mad.
Mad.
Under the nose. Mad.
Mad.
Under the mouth. Mad.
Mad.
Collarbone points. Mad.
Mad.
Under your arm. Mad.
Mad.
Okay. Is it still mad?
I don't think so.
1 to 10 on the mad.
Yeah.
Mad.
I mean, I am still mad, but some other stuff came up,
Yeah,
so.
okay. So give me 1 to 10 on the mad.
Four or five, probably.
Okay. What did the emotion shift to this time?
Sad.
Sad. Why sad? Same thing. This is what she does, or is there something else?
Yeah, because it is what it is, and it's just not going to change.
So, what's 1 to 10 on the sad?
About an 11 or 12, 10.
10. And where do you feel the sadness?
In my heart.
Okay, in your heart. So let's do this. Let's just silently tap for a minute. Give you a little bit of space to feel, okay? So just tap on the side of your hand for a minute. Go to the top of your head. There you go. Come down to your eyebrow points. Side of the eye. And under your eye. Under your nose. And under your mouth. And your collarbone points. And under your arm. Okay. Is the sadness a little bit lower yet?
Yeah, I mean that when you do that tapping, it does feel better. You feel some sort of like energy or something in your body that kind of helps to whatever that feeling is that you're feeling, it kind of helps it dissipate some. It
Yeah.
does.
It's that signal from the point from the it's called an energy meridian. Back to the amygdala that helps calm the amygdala a little bit. So, where would you say the sadness is now, 1 to 10?
It's much lower. It's much lower. It's probably about a three or four.
Okay, so let's call it a 4. It's still sadness, right?
Yes, but it's
So let's,
not, I don't have
yeah.
that emotional that I just did, when I was
Okay.
crying in. Yeah.
Good. So let's see what happens if we add some words to it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Even though I feel this sadness in my heart,
Even though I feel this sadness in my heart.
thinking about my text from my sister,
Thinking about the text about my sister.
it is what it is and it's not going to change.
It is what it is, and it's not going to change.
I accept myself and how I feel.
I accept myself and how I feel.
All that okay? Even though I feel this sadness in my heart,
Even though I feel this sadness in my heart,
just thinking about that text from my sister.
just thinking about that text from my sister.
It is what it is, and it's not going to change.
It is what it is, and it's not going to change.
I accept myself and how I feel.
I accept myself and how I feel.
Even though I feel this sadness in my heart,
Even though I feel the sadness in my heart,
Just thinking about the text from my sister.
just thinking about the text from my sister.
It is what it is, and it's not going to change.
It is what it is, and it's not going to change.
I accept myself and how I feel.
I accept myself and how I feel.
Top of the head. Sad.
Sad.
My breath once. Sad.
Sad.
Out of the eye. Sad.
Sad.
Into the eye. Sad.
Sad.
Into your nose. Sad.
Sad.
Into your mouth. Sad.
Sad.
Collarbone points. Sad.
Sad.
And under your arm. Sad. All right, where's the sadness? 1 to 10.
Probably about a two.
It feel manageable there, or do you want to tap again? We
Can
could
we go
go
one
back.
more time?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Side of the hand. Even though I feel this sadness in my heart,
Even though I feel the sadness in my heart,
just thinking about that text from my sister.
just thinking about that text from my sister.
It is what it is, and it's not going to change.
It is what it is, and it's not going to change.
I accept myself and how I feel.
I accept myself and how I feel.
Even though I feel this sadness in my heart,
Even though I feel this sadness in my heart,
just thinking about the text from my sister.
just thinking about the text from my sister.
It is what it is, and it's not going to change.
It is what it is, and it's not going to change.
I accept myself and how I feel.
I accept myself and how I feel.
Even though I feel this sadness in my heart,
Even though I feel the sadness in my heart,
just thinking about the text from my sister.
just thinking about the text from my sister.
It is what it is, and it's not going to change.
It is what it is, and it's not going to change.
I accept myself and how I feel.
I accept myself and how I feel.
Top of the head. Sad.
Sad.
Eyebrow point. Sad.
Sad.
Oh, wow.
Sad.
Under the
Sad.
under your nose. Sad.
Sad.
Under your mouth, sad.
Sad.
Collarbone points, sad.
Sad.
Under your arm. Sad. Okay. Still at a two, or is it a little bit lower?
It's better.
Zero or one, would you put it?
Taking a deep breath after that helped too. I feel much better now. I would say it's probably at about a 0.5, honestly, but
What's still there? What is still the 0.5?
to be honest, just knowing that it will happen again.
Okay.
I would say just knowing that it'll happen again.
Okay.
But I feel much calmer, much more relaxed, like honestly, like at peace almost,
So
for real.
let's go back. Let's circle all the way back to the beginning, to the fear that you're going to eat over this. Is that still
I
there?
forgot all about that.
So is the fear like resolved? Is it gone? Or is it?
I forgot all about that.
Awesome.
I feel like we worked more on like a relationship thing with my sister than about fear overeating.
All right. So tell me then, going into tonight, how do you feel about sending the boyfriend off to work, sitting on the couch, doing your evening routine? You feel like you'll be able to do that without eating?
I do.
Do you?
I feel like there might still be, I'm not going to say that I won't necessarily go back and look at I can't promise that like I won't go back and look at the text message, you know what I mean? Like that kind of thing, because, I definitely, that's always going to be me. Like I kind of, I just know how she is. This has been this, she's been like this forever. This is just, but do I think that I'm going to eat over this situation? I don't. I really don't. I don't think I will. I really did kind of, I was focusing, I think, more on you helped me when I initially wrote in about this. It was about the nighttime meeting, which obviously we addressed. But, and again, I didn't imagine that this situation would come up, but I feel like you helped me more with that, which again is one of the reasons that I have issues with eating at night, because a situation comes up that I have difficulty managing, and that's what leads me to eat at night. But I feel like I can handle this now because I do. I just feel calmer than when I started the phone call with you, I think. And it's weird. You just kind of, I've heard about this tapping before, but when you do it, you just kind of feel. I feel like I have some kind of like energy or something inside of me.
It's interesting. Some people can feel the energy move and the energy shift. Some people call it emotional shift. I feel when I do it, I feel just more of a sense of like I can breathe, a sense of calm. Like I noticed you a few times while you were tapping, you just went, it's almost like a release, right? Okay,
Yes.
we're gonna do one more round.
Okay.
Okay, ready? I might look at that text again,
I might look at that text again,
but I don't think I'll eat.
but I don't think I'll eat.
I feel calmer, like I can handle this now.
I feel calmer, like I can handle this now.
And I accept myself and how I feel.
And I accept myself and how I feel.
I might look at that text again.
I might look at that text again.
But I don't think I'll eat.
But I don't think I'll eat.
I feel calmer, like I can handle this now.
I feel calmer, like I can handle this now.
And I accept myself and how I feel.
And I accept myself and how I feel.
I might look at that text again,
I might look at that text again.
but I don't think I'll eat.
But I don't think I'll eat.
I feel calmer, like I can handle this now.
I feel calmer, like I can handle this now.
And I accept myself and how I feel.
and I accept myself and how I feel.
Top of the head. Don't think I'll eat.
Don't think I'll eat.
Eyebrow points. Feel calm.
Feel calm.
If that phone's ringing, right? By the eye. Feel like I can handle this now.
I feel like I can handle this now.
Under the nose. Don't think I'll eat.
Don't think I'll eat.
Into your mouth. I might look at that text.
That text.
Follow down points. But I feel calmer now.
But I feel calmer now.
And under your arm, like I can handle.
Like I can handle this.
Okay. Now, going forward, when you're triggered by that text or anything else, just silently tap. You know, that one round of silent tapping that we did when you were first very, very sad, that just that one round brought it down to like a four, right?
Yeah.
So use that as your tool when you're triggered. Or the other thing you can do, honestly, if you want to create a tapping practice, is that you can just silently tap any time of the day. You can do it in the bed in the morning. You can do it when you plan, just to keep that amygdala nice and calm. Okay, but especially use it when you're triggered tonight, especially tonight.
And it's always the same sequence.
Yep, it's the side of the hand, and then you work your way from the top of your head. Through your eyebrow, around your eye, down the straight down the front, you know, above the mouth, below the mouth, collarbone, and under your arm. Okay.
And how many times, like, I know you were doing it based on like what I said, so how many times would you do it?
So if you're silently tapping, I mean, you saw that just going through the points one time takes what, 30 or 45 seconds, depending on
Right.
how fast you do it. You know, if you're doing it because you're stressed, you might do it a little bit longer. If you're just doing it just to be in maintenance to build a habit, you might just do it once. I tell you, sometimes what I do, especially you know, y'all have heard me talk, I get a little anxious. I'll just go anxiety, 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 and tap through just naming the feeling. I'll also tap in the shower. Okay, and I know that sounds crazy, but you've already got all that beautiful warm water hitting your body. You know, tapping just helps it even, just calms me even more in the shower.
That's a good idea. I could do that maybe in the morning before work because work is pretty stressful. So maybe I could kind of do that to kind of just get me, So that's not a bad idea.
Okay, what other questions do you have?
Will you do like a, are you gonna send? I know that this will be on like a replay, but are you gonna do like a video, like with the information on it, so like we can like access it, or like I don't know, like because you did like for me specifically, but like if what if you need to like set it for, how do you tailor make this, I guess, for your situation or.
So, to be determined. Okay. The reason I say that is because I am very, you know, I'm very new in the process of learning this, and I want to be able to teach it in a way that's super clear. Okay. So that's why I wrote out what I wanted to say this morning to make sure I hit the points I wanted to hit. As I do more tapping with people and I see what the biggest need is. Like I know a big need is nighttime eating, and I know a big need is anxiety. That's why I targeted those two for these two calls this month. If the calls are well attended, if they're liked, there might be more calls. Okay. So feedback back to the team is important for that. In the meantime, I will be putting, as I create things, as I create resources, I'll be putting them on the nervous system resource page. Okay. And a link to this call will probably go on the nervous system resource page too, down in the bottom where I have the other, where I have the other links. Does that answer your question?
It does. Well, there should be more because, like, if anybody wants any feedback on what it did for me, you can definitely feel. I felt, anyways, I had a lot of different, obviously, I had, we talked about fear, we talked about sadness, we talked about, the different emotions that I experienced. But it, like I said, as I was tapping, I've heard about this before because I did it. I've heard about it from my job. I've worked in mental health and that. So the therapist did it with patients. I've never done it before. I didn't do a lot of research on it or anything, but I could definitely feel something when I was doing it. I had sensations that I could feel. I closed my eyes when I was doing it. I don't know if you're supposed to do that or not. I felt that was helping me kind of, I don't know, be in, focus a little bit better, kind of be, in with myself, if
Yeah,
that makes any
personally,
sense.
I'm okay as long as you're not flooding from a trauma, as long as
No,
you're
no,
not
no. That,
releasing in a
yeah.
trauma. And so I
No.
was keeping an eye on you. Okay. If I had thought you were getting too deep into that, I would have asked you to open your eyes because that
Right.
brings you back to present, brings you back to me.
Right. I
So
just felt
generally
like I was.
speaking, they teach to keep your eyes open, but
Okay.
I tend to look down. I don't close my eyes, but when I'm tapping with my coach, I don't necessarily look at her. I look down. That's just where my eyes go. They go to a focus point on my keyboard.
Yeah,
So
I just felt like
I
that
get a
was like I
design.
was just kind of listening to what you were saying and then just kind of like doing it. So like, and then like you said, like I was just kind of taking breaths in between, but I definitely felt I could feel that it was helping to calm me, that it was helping to kind of take whatever that emotion was that I told you I was feeling, and it was kind of like dissipating it, making it less. Making it kind of shift away and making me just kind of feel more calm and relaxed, honestly.
I think it does help you find the true emotion. You know, because anger's super easy to go to,
It's,
right?
I,
Anger's
yeah, I think
super
it's one of
easy
the
to go
easiest
to.
ones to, yeah.
Right. But as you tap, you realize that it's really just a deep sadness.
Yeah.
And so
And
thank
it
you.
almost like shift, like I said, like, well, I kind of forgot, like I said, I forgot all about the eating because I was more focused on the other things.
On the
So,
processing of the tough feeling, right?
right. And
That's the
I mean,
going.
I like, even when you said it, I was like, yeah, let's do it again. Okay, fine. Yeah. I mean, it was very helpful. Thank you. I got a lot out of it for real. And I'll go back and watch it again and do it again. And, even though I don't really know what I'm doing, I'm going to try practicing it again. And I think people should watch this. They can gain an awful lot from it, I think, for sure. I'm glad you did it. Thank you.
Thank you so much for volunteering and for being so open about, you were vulnerable. You let yourself cry, you let yourself feel, and I appreciate that. That's how to get to the core of things. So, well done.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Okay. I got a few Q&As. I did see something in the chat that I wanted to address. I talked about the eyes closed or open, but somebody asked, "What if you don't believe that you can accept yourself and how you feel?" I have run into this with my private clients that I'm doing tapping with. Some of them are just not ready to say that, and that's okay. Sometimes we change it to I'm learning that I can feel this way, or I'm working toward accepting myself and learning how to feel this way. So we tweak those words to something that is believable to you, something that you can say without evoking too much emotion. Jonna said, "Does it have to be food related today?" The point was to do a nighttime eating call. And Tab was absolutely right when she said, "Don't I need to look at why I want to nighttime eat, the stressor?" So that's kind of the direction we took there. There's obviously I could have picked someone who just wanted to tap on urges. I'm feeling this really strong urge right now, and we can tap on that as well. So sometimes it's food related, but sometimes it's related to the emotion or the circumstance that is causing you to eat. And if we take the temperature down on that, then the urges to eat go away. Kim says, can I reach out to you afterwards to learn how to use EFT related to no BS coaching? For example, stress, worry, procrastination. Yes, you can email me at support. I can answer any of your questions. You can also email MJ if you have questions about private coaching. Anonymous, do you have to stick with one topic for a set amount of time, or can you tap for a different issue when it comes up from day to day? Absolutely. You can tap on whatever's bothering you, whatever is stressing you. Okay, so today, Tab was worried about the text from her sister. Tomorrow, something might happen at work that might trigger her to want to eat that she'll want to tap on. The next day, it might be something else. The next day, she might not need to tap. She might not have any urges. All of that is fine. Okay. Sarah says, Kathy, I think we'd all love a video with you walking us through the points, but without the statement. That was really helpful. Noted, Sarah. Noted. Thank you for that. Anytime, seriously, if you all know of something I can do for you from this nervous system perspective, something I can teach, a meditation topic, a video topic, please send them to me at support at pmptribe.com, or hit that blue question mark on your web on the website. I want to make that exactly what you need. I want these resources to be what you need to help you to prevent you from eating over stress and actually understanding your emotions. Is there a simple script template that we can write out on our own? There is. I gave this to someone today. So when I am putting together a statement for someone, I make sure there's an emotion, the reason for the emotion, and then that final statement, I accept myself and how I feel, or I'm learning to accept that I feel this way, or I want to work on feeling this way. Okay. So three things: an emotion, the reason for the emotion, and it doesn't have to be like paragraphs. The statements that I used with Tab were kind of short, right? So the reason for the emotion, and then that final, I accept myself and how I feel. I really believe that that's the piece that allows us to lean into our emotions. If we can accept ourselves and that we have emotions, or tell ourselves we're learning to accept who we are, then there's that automatic calm that comes over us. That's what I teach on how to feel this hard stuff calls. That's what I'm learning through tapping. Okay. Can I recommend a book on tapping? So the only book I have looked at on tapping is put out by The Tapping Solution. That is a like a brother and sister team, Ortner, Ortner. It's written by Jessica Ortner. The Tapping Solution is one of those membership sites that you can go to and pay a membership and get those generic tapping sequences. And the book itself has generic tapping sequences. You know what, Janice? I think even a better resource might be this a podcast someone sent me just this week, the Model Health Show. The interview was with Jessica Ortner of the Tapping Solution. And she explains a lot about the science of tapping, how to tap. She gives some examples on it. So it's about an hour-long podcast. You can try that too. I think the date on the podcast, if you're watching this on replay, is May the 4th, I think is what I remember it being. But it was just released within the past few days. Let's see if there's anything over here in the chat. Julie says a tapping for in the moment when we want to eat or drink that's not hunger related, like pause and tap. So I don't want y'all to get too hammed up on the words that you have to use. You can silently tap. You saw Tab in one silent tapping sequence for her sadness, bring that sadness way down. You don't have to get hemmed up on the words. You can just tap. Okay. Podcast was called The Model Health Show. The Model Health Show. Is there anything else? Anything else? Lots of thank yous, Tab. You got a lot of love here, girl. I don't know if you can see the chat, but you need to look at it when it posts, when the call posts. All right. If there's nothing else, I'm going to let you guys go. You're very welcome. I'm glad you found it helpful. Vern. Hi, Vern. Vern's here. The Model Health Show episode was 3 days ago. Do this to cut your cortisol by 43%, relieve PTS, I think that's D, and rewire your nervous system with Jessica Ortner. Yeah, awesome. Thank you, Vern. All right, everybody. I think that's everything. Have a great night. Thanks for coming. Oh, if you want to come back to another tapping call, Monday, May 18th. The topic will be anxiety. And if you want to be considered to be the tab of that call, either email me at support or go to the Facebook post that's pinned in features and fill out that form if you have a an issue causing you anxiety. Let's not make it a traumatic issue, okay? Let's make it something like every time my boss calls me into his office, I get anxious, or every time I put my kid on the school bus, I get anxious, kind of issue, okay? All right. Anything else? All right, everybody. Have a good night. Thanks for being here. Take care.